Public service announcement. I have just temporarily closed the doors to Lifestyle Business School. If you are a current or aspiring expertise-based business that has a business, courses, coaching, masterminds where you are divorcing your value from your time, or that is the business model that you want, you likely know that Lifestyle Business School is the program that I have been tirelessly working on over the last 6 months to build out six comprehensive playbooks, which basically lay out the entire path. It has everything from business model design to offer creation to back-end delivery to driving traffic, live launch campaigns, automated campaigns, everything you could possibly need to start or grow a leveraged expertise-based business to the lifestyle business sweet spot. Now, never fear, because we've only temporarily closed the doors and we have added a wait list. So if you head to lifestylebusiness.school/join, pop your name on the waitlist and you are going to be notified when we open up the doors with everything built out, which is super exciting, and all of the exciting changes that we have made to the program as well, which we will share in due course. But in order to get the special VIP bonuses when we do open the door, I want you to go and pop your name on the waitlist now. So that is going to be lifestylebusiness.school/join. Put your name on the waitlist and you will be the first to be notified when we open up the doors with everything built out, with a lot of exciting changes and with pretty much the best deal under the sun. All right, let's get into today's podcast episode. Welcome to Lifestyle Business School, the podcast. I'm Stevie Dillon, and this is the podcast for the behind-the-scenes strategy on how to package and market what you know to build an impact-driven, freedom-based lifestyle business. Download our free 28-page business diagnostic and get access to a super juicy, free, 4-part training on how to start, build, and grow your expertise-based lifestyle business over at lifestylebusiness.school/free or visit the link in the show notes. Hello and welcome to a shiny new episode of the podcast. We are a little bit into the new year now, but I don't know if you want to reflect back on the end of last year and how you were feeling. Were you feeling a little bit tired of watching other business owners make bank, fly private, spend their weeks and months in Bali just because, when you were, you know, sitting at your desk chugging your eighth coffee and wondering how the flip you were going to make it to the end of the year without a breakdown? I mean, I get it. I've been there. But now that we've well and truly closed the book on last year, we have a whole shiny new year ahead of us and we have an opportunity to do things differently. And so what I thought I would do in today's podcast episode is share with you the exact steps required to build a business model that will allow you, with a little bit of intentional strategy and action, to build a business that will allow you to, at the end of this year, do things in a more leveraged way. Now, the secret is to start now, because I don't know if you felt the same as me, but I got to the end of last year and I was like, where did the time go? Oh my gosh, it was January. And then suddenly I was putting up the Christmas tree. So I want to start early and share with you early what I think is the 7-step strategy to building a leveraged business. And what I mean by a leveraged business is a business where you're not on that hamster wheel where you need to work an hour in order to get paid an hour, work an hour in order to get paid an hour. And so I have called today's podcast episode, The Secret to Earning $500 Plus an Hour as an Online Business Owner, because the secret to leveraging your time, or the ability to make $500 an hour, is in leveraging your time. Right? You're going to hit a cap on your time and the amount that you're able to charge for your time if you are only relying on working an hour in order to get paid an hour and so on and so forth. Unless you are a surgeon, or unless you are a lawyer, or unless you are somebody that has really, really high value expertise, it is going to be very difficult to earn $500 an hour unless you are doing something leveraged. And so I want to break down with you the exact process inside of today's podcast episode. So let's go into step one, the secret to earning $500 an hour as an online business owner. No, this is not a pipe dream. I'm going to show you the exact step-by-step strategy for doing it. This is a strategy that I kind of roll through, right, in order to optimize my time. Sometimes I dip way under this. Sometimes I am over this, but this is the way to set a goal for how much do I want my time to be worth and then actually achieve it. So step number one is that you need a leveraged business model in the first place. So you need a leveraged business model where you're able to divorce your value from your time. Now, you can achieve leverage in a lot of different ways. Number one is you could use your intellectual property. So this is the choice that I make. I love utilizing and packaging up intellectual property in a way that I can sell that value without it being based on my time. It is usually upfront work so that I can leverage my time later on. It is not the only way to install leverage. You can install leverage with team, right? So you can have people do the work for you so that it is not based on your time. You can install leverage with code. So anyone that has a software as a service business has invested into the upfront creation of code and software so that they can divorce their value from their time. So there is more than one way to skin a cat. I could see myself saying that and I'm like, don't say it, Stevie. Don't say it, Stevie. And then, of course, I said it. But it is not the only way. It is the way that I love. It is the way that I have chosen because I think it is just such a beautiful business model. But I want to be like objective here. There are other ways to do it. So you want to make sure that you have a leveraged business model is step number one. Step number two is that this is where my preferences come into play. You make your model intellectual property based. So when I talk about my business and the type of business that I, you know, espouse on this podcast and inside of my membership, Lifestyle Business School, I talk a lot about the concept of a lifestyle business. And I very specifically define a lifestyle business as a business that enables you to have higher profit margins, to install time leverage, and to do that with a lean remote team. And so if the way that you want to install leverage into your business is by building a big team and an agency, then all power to you, but this is probably not the podcast for you. I prefer to get my leverage with a lean remote team and for the time leverage to come from my intellectual property. So for me, that looks like creating courses and programs online. And specifically for me, it is my Lifestyle Business School membership. Now, I will never sugarcoat that there is work involved in getting that done, right? But it is hard work once. It is work that compounds over time. So I have invested a lot of time, specifically over the last 6 months, in creating cutting-edge curriculum around things like offer design and delivery and launches and automations and all of the things. But I am able to then put that, and I have put it into an asset that I am able to sell an infinite number of times without it taking more of my time. Now, of course, you can install as much leverage as you want. You don't always have to say everything is going to be infinitely scalable and 100% leveraged. You might actually say, no, I don't want to be infinitely scalable. I actually want there to be more of a, you know, human touch. I want to have like a really high touch coaching relationship with people. I want to work really deeply with people. I want to be doing things in a different way. And that is totally fine as well. But you can still install a degree of leverage. And then what then happens is that you need to compensate for any lack of leverage you have with your pricing model. And so because you might be providing, you know, a high level of access or a high level of contact with you, or there's less leverage because it does take up more of your time, you would compensate for that with your pricing model. And so it becomes this delicate balancing act between, okay, so how much leverage do I want to install? And then how, if I'm not going for 100% leverage, am I going to compensate for that with my pricing model? The problem comes when you have a really low leverage model and then you have a pricing model that doesn't actually allow you to ever grow or to ever divorce your value from your time. So let's say you had a low leverage model where there was a whole lot of access to you, your time was capped out, but you weren't pricing adequately for that, you're never going to get to, you know, $500 an hour as an online business owner, because that balance is completely out of whack. So you've got to make sure that you are balancing those two things. Number three is that you want to define your end game. So anyone that has followed me for any period of time will know that I talk about this defining your end game concept over and over and over again. But it is because you need to start with the end in mind. So if you are building a lifestyle business, you should be clear on your goal in terms of two things. Number one, how much profit do I want to make this year? And how much do I want to work? So how much profit do I want to make, which is different to revenue? How much profit take home do I want to make? And then how much, in terms of very specifically of the hours that I want to work, do I want to work? Now, I've said this year, right? I probably shouldn't have said that. I should have said, what is my end game here? Because you can't have that straight away. If you want to build a leveraged lifestyle business, you actually need to do the upfront work in order to get there. But you need to be specific on what that end game is. You need to know, at the end of the day, how much personal profit do I want to take home? Now, there is a couple of really important considerations here. I'm not going to touch too deeply on them in today's podcast episode, but if you do want to go much deeper on this, we have a free 4-part training series where I break it all down in detail. If you go to the free diagnostic download in the show notes of this episode, the link to opt into that training is actually on the thank you page. So do that if you want more on this. But when it comes to defining your end game and what your personal profit goal is, you need to think about, right, as a lifestyle business owner, I am ultimately not going to be exiting my business for a valuation, and therefore I need to get savvy around how I am building for my future. So you need to get clear on what the profit number is that you need to make in order to cover all of your bills and your lifestyle expenses, but then also how much cash flow you should be planning to take out of your business in order to invest in assets that will eventually provide cash flow for you such that it will make work optional for you. Now, there is a lot of nuance to this. Like I said, I'm not going to dig deep into it in today's podcast episode, but you can go to that training if you want to know exactly how to find out what that number is for you. So for the purposes of this, all you need to know is that you need to know what your profit end game is. So once you know what your profit end game is, you need to think about what, in terms of, you know, your hours per week, how much do you want to be working? So we want to actually build a business model where we love what we do. A lot of the time, you know, people that hate what they do, they want to not work at all. And actually, that's not the goal. I remember my dad finished the work that he was doing. He retired. He retired quite early at the age of 50. And he was so bored. He was like, oh my gosh, I just want to be doing something that fulfills me. So actually, with these businesses, the goal isn't that we just, you know, and we don't work at all, but we want to have that balance between the reason we started the business for in the first place, which is usually freedom and flexibility and time with family, and the thing that we love doing and we feel fulfilled by. So you want to get clear on what that is. So that is defining your end game. So step number four, in terms of earning $500 an hour as an online business owner, is that you want to define the hourly rate that you are going to need to shoot for in order to achieve your end game. So when I say hourly rate, what I actually mean is a term called effective hourly rate. Now, this is a concept that I learned from James Schremko, so it is not mine, but I do love it. And it is a concept that describes the hourly rate that you are making as a business owner. So as employees, we usually know what this is, right? Like we know how much we are getting paid by the hour. But often when we start our business, we don't actually know what that number is. And so to achieve our desired profit goal, so the profit goal that we set in the previous step when we were defining our end game, and also to achieve our time goal, which is the amount that we want to be working every single week, we actually need to set a goal around what our hourly rate needs to be in order for that to happen. So how do we go about doing this? Now, This is documented inside of the training that I just mentioned. So go there if you want the real nuance of this. Maybe you're out on a walk and you don't have a notepad in front of you. But I will just run through the math quickly here. But know that if you kind of want more detail around this, go to the free training. So what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to work out which you did in the last step, how much profit do I want to make? So let's say, as an example, you said that you want to make $500,000 in profit. Okay, it's just a number. It is subjective whether that is a lot or it's not a lot. It is just an example. Let's say that you said that you wanted to work 25 hours a week. So here is the math that I want you to do, because we need to extrapolate this out to our goal in a year period. So let's say the goal is $500,000 profit in a year period. Then let's say that we want to work 25 hours a week. So in a year period, if we take 4 weeks off completely, 25 hours a week is 1,200 hours a year. So what you're going to want to do to define your goal effective hourly rate, in order to get everything it is that you want, and that is unique to you because you have defined your profit and your time end game, you're going to divide $500,000 by 1,200. So in this example, that would mean that your hourly rate would need to be $416 an hour. So for every hour that you work, you need to make $416 an hour, okay? So that is step number four. Step number five, once you have worked out your goal effective hourly rate, is that you're going to find out what your effective hourly rate currently is. And this can be very eye-opening. But what you want to do is work out, on average, how much you kind of work in a week, right? You'll have a little bit of an idea of this. Maybe it fluctuates a little bit, but I want you to kind of think about, maybe in the last year, how much on average have I worked a week? Then you want to obviously extrapolate that out to a year. So think about how many weeks you had entirely off, and then times whatever you work on average per week by the number of weeks in the year that you actually worked, all right? Then I want you to, just like we did in the last exercise, divide that by the profit that you made in the last year. So when I say profit, I mean this is the money that was your personal profit. So it is the profit left over after any expenses paid via the business. There's nuance to this with taxes and things. I'm going to keep it simple for now. So what you want to do is divide that profit number by how much you worked. So that will give you your current effective hourly rate. Now, this can be extremely eye-opening, but it is by tracking and measuring these things that you can actually make a change. So you might have worked out, okay, so I need to be making $416 an hour. Eye-openingly, I'm actually making $26 an hour. Step number six then becomes making a plan to bridge the gap. So now you know where it is that you want to be and where you currently are. The game becomes bridging the gap between where it is that you want to be and where it is that you currently are. And so there are two parts to this. Number one is, how can I increase my profit to increase my effective hourly rate? And then number two is, how can I work less in order to increase my hourly rate? Because obviously, the fewer hours that you're dividing that by, the higher your hourly rate is going to be. So there is a lot of nuance to the how of this, right? A lot of this comes back to making sure that you have inherently baked in a leveraged expertise-based business model in the first place. But because if you haven't, you might be like at this stage, well, I actually can't kind of I can't make the math, and therefore that can be really eye-opening, and it kind of might be the thing that makes you realize that maybe I need a more leveraged way of doing business. But there's a lot of nuance. So basically, you need to think about all of the ways that you can be increasing your revenue and all of the ways that you can do that in a way that requires you to work less. Now, if you want the how on how to do this. I actually break it down in the training I was talking about. So it is on the thank you page of the diagnostic that is in the show notes. I go through how to build like a business machine that is going to allow you to do that. And then how to actually refine based on data and know exactly what the right next step is to help to bridge that gap. So definitely download that if you want it. Step number 7 then becomes tracking and refining. So it is true what they say. If you don't track it, you can't change it. So what you want to be doing is now that you have that big goal in this example is I need to make $416 an hour. That needs to be my effective hourly rate in order to have the end game that I want, to make the profit that I want to make and to work the number of hours that I want to make. Every single month, you want to repeat the exercise that you did in the earlier step around working out what was my profit for this particular month, and then how many hours on average did I work for that month? And therefore, what was my effective hourly rate for that month? So by doing that each and every single month, you can start to, number one, track it. And when you track things, you become cognizant of it and therefore you're motivated to change it. But then you can start to implement hypotheses around what the strategy is that you're going to implement in order to move closer to whatever that goal is. So following this process and taking action on the data is the thing that has moved me over time to a place where my hourly rate is in the hundreds per hour. It usually happens slowly over time. And especially when you first commit to creating a leveraged expertise-based business model, you will actually find that your hourly rate will go down before it goes up. And that can be disconcerting for people. But here is what is happening here. You are doing the upfront work that is creating the leverage that is ultimately going to allow you to springboard and have that effective hourly rate go up over time. So for example, for me with my business, over the last few months, I have been building out Lifestyle Business School. I will not sugarcoat that that has taken work, right? I would hazard a guess and actually know what my effective hourly rate has been over that time. It has not been high. But here is what happens, and I've had this happen several times before as I've gone through iterations of my business. After I have done the upfront work involved in that, and that is building out the machine, it is the product development and the curriculum creation. It is creating the back-end processes and systems around delivery. It is creating the selling system and the automated funnels. Here is what happens. That starts to hockey stick up over time. So it is deciding intentionally that you want a leveraged expertise-based business model. It is actually building out the assets that allow you to do that. And then it is refining those assets that gets you to a place where you can be earning $500 plus an hour as an online business owner. But it doesn't happen by continuing to do more of what you already have. So in terms of next steps, I would highly recommend that you go through the free 4-part training that I have talked about a few times through this podcast episode. It will actually help you break down how to work out what your profit endgame should be, how to work out what that time endgame is, the actual specific math around working out what your effective hourly rate goal is, and then the actual roadmap for building all of that out, starting from scratch. It is the how and the nuance and the strategy behind it. So download our free business diagnostic. After you register, you'll get the link to watch the free 4-part training. And I'll break down the process for doing that in a very specific and tangible way. I wish people had given me this content and this information much earlier on in my business journey, but I am giving it to you. So there you go. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to leave it there. I hope you have enjoyed today's podcast episode. If you have, make sure you hit follow or subscribe. And until next week, I'll see you then. If you enjoyed this week's episode of Lifestyle Business School, the podcast, I invite you to check out our Lifestyle Business School membership. The Lifestyle Business School membership is the complete operating system for building an expertise-based online business to the lifestyle business sweet spot. It is the resource for every current, aspiring, and advanced business owner wanting to start, build or grow a leveraged expertise-based business. Think courses, coaching, online business, online education, anyone looking to build a business around their expertise in a leveraged way where your value is divorced from your time. Whether you're starting from scratch and you're looking to start building an audience and create an irresistible offer, or you're already established and you want the systems and processes to deliver and market and sell better so that you can grow, Lifestyle Business School, the membership, will help you to get there. Get access to our complete step-by-step operating system. This isn't all theory. This is templates and resources and everything you need to define your end game and business model, to build out every step of your leveraged business machine, from offers to lead generation to live launching to automated selling systems and back-end delivery processes. And become a part of our active community of like-minded business owners with regular trainings and everything you need to start, build, and grow with a unique focus on building a lifestyle business over relentless scale at any cost. We would love to have you join us in Lifestyle Business School, the membership. Come and check it out and join us at lifestylebusiness.school today.